Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts. I go, now.
All right, what do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Insanity right here with the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the conversation. It's the only way to win. Cause you know what happens? Not just that you getting involved in the conversation, but you'll get informed. You'll learn how to use facts, real facts. And you'll learn how to push back and make sense. When you have real facts, when you really know what's going on, they really can't fight you that much. Kind of hard for them. If you know what I mean. All right. I couldn't help but hear while we were at break on the news that Bill Cosby, again, I don't know if he's found guilty, found culpable. I don't even know how they do that. You know? But if you listen to what the judge said, if you listen to what the charges were, I guess, the thing that I thought was interesting was that they said they were charging him with, or part of the charges, was that he had unnatural urges towards young girls, or a young girl, right? Now, I want you to think about this. California's trying to make it so pedophilia pretty much is no big deal. It's not a bad thing. It's a natural urge. Why they call his unnatural? And what was she doing? I mean, again, I'm not blaming it on her. Don't take it this way. But she's 16 years old at the Playboy Mansion. God only knows how she was dressed or what she was doing there, frankly. Right? So, again, when you look at this, the part that bothers me the most is the fact that he had unnatural urges towards young girls. So what did it change now? There's no more unnatural urges? Now it's natural to want to sleep with a 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15-year-old? I mean, look, I get it. I get how young, I didn't say I understood it. I get it. You know, a 20-year-old guy, 19-year-old guy attracted to a 14, 15, 16, because some of them look like they're 18, 19, 20. Doesn't mean I agree with it. But this was a massive, massive difference in age. Her testimony about how she, you know, was pretty much trying to get away from him using every excuse in the book as to why they couldn't do anything. And he still pursued her. But back to the unnatural urges that he had for a 16-year-old. Yet, here in California, there's no such thing, really. In the last segment, in the last hour, I was talking about Chicago have now responded, or Chicago has said, they're going to change their foot chase policies. They're not going to pursue suspects that run away while being detained. Right? They believe that the need to detain an offender outweighs the risk of chasing one. You know, they may wait. Well, what if they don't know who the offender is and they can't go get him later on? Now, Chicago officers will no longer be able to chase people because runaway during a confrontation or people who give chase over minor incidents, among other circumstances, are not very beneficial. CPD Superintendent Dave Brown emphasizes hope that the new policy would improve officer safety and accountability. So you're telling me that when you pull somebody over, you grab somebody, you make them sit on the seat, or sit on the sidewalk, you're telling me that if they know that all they have to do, this is the lunacy of the left, that all they have to do is get up and run away and the officer won't give chase and it's over, that's going to make them safer? I love this. Foot pursuit policies keep officers safe. They limit physicality between officers and offenders, especially armed offenders. It also helps police departments to train officers to be safer during foot pursuits. Got it. That makes total sense. Officers may engage in foot pursuits, though. They believe the need to detain an offender outweighs the risk of chasing potentially armed suspects to both the public and to the officers. The law enforcement officers must have a valid reason for wanting to detain offenders who flee. So again, we're putting them in a position where they have to justify every eye blink, right? Everything. Everything they say, everything they do, every action they take. Why'd you fire 6 bullets instead of 5? Why'd you hit them 4 times instead of 3? I mean, come on, really, seriously. No, I don't want them abusing their power either. And some of them do. Let's just be honest about it. But they don't all do. But things like this are just crazy. Just outright crazy. And since we're on the subject of crime, this is us too. Milwaukee recorded the largest homicide increase with a rate rising 24% over the time in 2021. We'll get to this later on. You got to hear this. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Term Life Line script in 3, 2, 1. Term Life Insurance. Everybody should have the right protection, and there's only one place to get it. The Term Life Line.
I can't read this script anymore. There's the script. Listen,
let me talk from my heart. We all know why we need term life insurance, in case the unforeseen happens. Well, I have a family too, and if anything happens to me, I want to make sure my house and my debts are handled and my family has enough money to take care of them for a long time. So about a year ago, I called the Term Lifeline. I got a very affordable price for a $500,000 policy. I want to make sure my family's protected if something happens to me. If you already have term life insurance, call us and get more coverage. It never hurts. Or see if you're paying too much right now. If you don't have term life insurance, you definitely need to call us. Here's the number. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. Not available in all states.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender-scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller, lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Been established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
We are back. Show me your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. All right. Five major cities on pace to pass their 2021 homicide totals. And we're not really even halfway through the year yet. Right? A couple of days left. This is nuts. Five major cities are currently on pace to break three homicide totals from last year, or their homicide totals. I mean, violence is just running rampant, but we have to stop the guns from law-abiding people. Los Angeles, Washington, D.C., Baltimore, Milwaukee, and Atlanta have all seen homicide numbers outpace their mark from 2021. I'm sorry, I'm at a loss here. Did anybody know who runs these cities? Anybody have a clue? I'm just curious. Ask it out loud. They outpaced their mark from 2021 halfway through the year, right? Now, Milwaukee is seeing the largest spike. Now, that's according to crime data reviewed by a local news source. Wisconsin's largest city has recorded 96 homicides as of June 17th compared to 77 a year ago. The numbers trend that way. Listen, if the criminals know that they're not going to enforce, or you're going to be able to walk, no matter what you do, why stop? It's the same thing with those criminals we have in the Capitol. Right? They don't get caught in anything, and when they do get caught, there's no jail time, they don't get thrown out, nothing happens to them. Why stop? The numbers continue a trend that has plagued the country since 2020, when homicides in the U.S. increased nearly 30% compared to 2019. The trend continued last year with the Council on Criminal Justice Statistics, showing homicides across the country in 2021, they increased 5% over 2020. So the trend has been up, it continues to go up, and nobody's slowing them down. The nation's capital has been another victim of this trend. It recorded 93 homicides as of June 17th, compared to 82 last year. Right? But this is because it's easier to get guns, right? Sorry, you just said it. I've said it too. The Democrats run every one of these cities. What's up? Baltimore up 7%. Oh, almost 8%, actually. Los Angeles up 7.5%. Right? L.A. had 153 last year. 153 homicides. Now they're up to 162. Again, we're not to the end of the year yet. So it's not going to stop until we start enforcing, truly enforcing the law. Not saying we are. Not suggesting we should. And the experts now warn that crime trends to surge, they're going to go up this summer. Look, it's going to be a hot summer. At least that's what we're being told. Chicago can't chase people who are criminals. Right? These guys aren't going to be willing to shoot or pull people over and get an altercation with them. They might lose their jobs and go to jail themselves. See, I think we should give the cops more leniency when it comes to arresting people. No, they shouldn't be allowed to pummel somebody. That's not what I'm saying. I do not want to scrutinize every step they take. Debate on the cause of the recent spike in crime has raged since 2020. Major experts blaming the pandemic and the accompanying closures and restrictions, isolation, people just going out of their minds. Why don't we just give them more opium? I mean, come on, if we're going to be ludicrous, my go all the way, don't spare anything. Others have pointed to the Ferguson effect, or the Minneapolis effect for the increase. Less active policing. Gee, I wonder why. You know, violent crime increase, call it the Ferguson effect 2.0 to Minneapolis, whatever you want to call it. But it's just moving forward at a rapid pace. Manhattan's Institute Heather MacDonald said that during 2020's crime wave, George Floyd's death at the hands of the Minneapolis police in late May, it was justly condemned. And before we could get everything done and gone and have these people either convicted or whatever, have their day in court, we had so much right violence going on. So now you've got large groups of people that have absolutely no respect for law enforcement officials. They're putting them all in the same category, which is kind of funny because we have groups here that have done some things and we can't put them in the same category, can we? Right? When we had some of the Muslim or Islamic groups that were shooting up places here in this country, you couldn't blame the whole group, could you? When we have a teacher or teachers that do things to kids. We can't blame the whole group. Right? It's just wrong. It's wrong. It's wrong thinking. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Get involved. Like I say, get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution. And the way they handle crime ain't going to get any better, people. In your, I don't know, find out what the laws in your state are, get insurance, and make sure you have guns in the house. Safely. You have them put away safely. You have them in a way that you can get to them quickly if you need to. But do not, please do not leave yourself without the ability to protect yourself. It's getting bad. Seriously. I'm going to need help here when the night's over. This stuff is, it gets pretty depressing, can't it? You know, a recent article that came out was put out, let me see what's the group here, the Institute for Family Studies. They talk about life without father. And just coming off the heels of Father's Day, you've got to really understand the importance of it. Now, society's been telling us, they've been telling certain groups that they don't need fathers. Men are not required in the community. They're not required in your house. And we all know it's not true. That's just flat out not true. You find that these kids that don't have fathers in the home, they go through a lot of stuff. They go through a lot of issues. We'll do more of this when we come back from the break, but this is important for you. Look, you need to talk to people around you about this stuff. This is what's causing some of the issues we're having in the schools as well. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5218. 901-424-5218. That's 901-424-5218.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
A bipartisan proposal to address gun safety includes $750 million for states to implement crisis intervention orders that keep firearms out of the hands of individuals determined to be a significant danger to themselves or others. It also includes provisions to close the so-called boyfriend loophole and requires a review of juvenile records for gun purchasers who are under the age of 21. Texas Senator John Cornyn led negotiations for Republicans. He said he wanted to do more than just check a box.
I want to make sure we actually do something useful, something that is capable of becoming a law, something that will have the potential to save lives.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says that he will support the bill. On Wall Street Monday, the Dow rose 641 points. The Nasdaq gained 271 points. The S&P 500 was up nearly 90 points. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I just had to enjoy that for a minute. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. Part of the solution, actually. And that is how you become part of the solution. You know that, right? All right. I want to do the story about American Father because, you know, we're constantly hearing how we're not needed. Men are not needed, dads are not, and as soon as they find a way to not meet a male at all to artificially inseminate a woman, they'll start doing away with us. So, anyway. But they really, truly, they have no use for us. They don't see a use for us. That women can do it all in the whole nine yards. But you're seeing more and more American fathers removed from family life. Now, David Pompano, he wrote a book, Life Without Father, and there's a growing body of evidence that this the massive erosion of fatherhood is really contributing heavily to many of the social problems we have in the day. I can see that. I'll even go one step further. Even with males in the home, not acting like fathers is a reason we have what we have today. Pompano wrote that these, he wrote about this almost 30 years ago. But the assessment's the same today. The decline of marriage, the rise of fatherlessness in America, they're at the center of some of the biggest problems that's facing the nation. Crime, violence, school failure, deaths, children in poverty. It's just all the ills of what's happening around us is because we haven't taught our young men how to be men. They haven't had a man around to do it. And some of you are going to write me, keep your emails. We were made to take care of our families. We were made to be a provider. Does that mean a woman can't be a provider? Does that mean a woman can't take care of the family? No. We were designed that way. There are things that we do that's in our DNA that has nothing to do with our religious beliefs, nothing to do with social constructs.
Right, when you look at the American male, you know, there is a particular importance to them in society. The percentage of boys living apart from their biological father has doubled since the early 60s. You know, I talk about that. I don't have a PhD in anything. I talk about this on a regular basis. How is it that you let these psychobabblers tell you how to raise your children, how to raise your family, and the government steps in? If you're not doing it like the psychobabblers tells you how to do it, then there's a problem, right? You're seeing worse issues at home, more defiance from the children, more violence in the streets, more violence in the schools, but it would have nothing to do with the demise of the family, would it? Nothing to do with the demise of dads not being in the homes. Yet the numbers prove otherwise. So fatherless homes have doubled since the 60s. This article says that there was an estimated 12 million boys who grown up in families without their biological fathers. I think it's a little higher than that. I saw a number recently that shows as many as 18 million. 62% of the boys under 18 are living in an intact biological family. 1.7 living in a step family with the biological father and step or adoptive mother. 4.5% are living with their single biological father. And 31% are living in a home without their biological father at all. Lacking that day-to-day involvement, guidance, positive example from their fathers in the home, and not to mention the financial advantages of having, a dad at home, the boys are more likely to act up, lash out, flounder in school, fail at work. I mean, these are real numbers. This isn't crazies on the right saying this is what happens. As they're moving into adolescence and adulthood, they don't know what to do. Now, even though not all fathers play a positive role anyway in their children's lives, the average boy, the average young boy benefits, yes, not the social construct boy, but the average young boy. They benefit from having the presence of and an involved father, and so do girls. The Institute for Family Studies research, they detail the connections between fatherlessness, family structure, the increasing number of young men who are floundering in life. And they pose, when they get frustrated and they don't know what to do, and you're not allowing them to act like boys these days, God forbid they show any kind of physical anything, they become a threat to themselves and communities. This is not Joe talking. Well, it's Joe talking on the mic, but it's, these aren't my numbers. This isn't my study. You explore the links between family structure, college, completion, idleness. Right? These are kids that are 20-somethings and not in school or working. They're at home playing video games. They got nothing else going on. They're more likely to be involved with the criminal justice system. For young men in their young men in the 2000s and 2010s, another survey was done through the National Longitudinal Survey of Youth. They specifically examined how young men who were raised in a home with their biological father compare on these outcomes to their peers and families without biological fathers. Now, some of you listen to the show, or many of you, I would hope, wouldn't be surprised by any one of these issues. Not a one. Some of you are going to be totally surprised. You're not going to believe the correlation between the two are so close. Boys say they're struggling at all levels of school, falling behind girls in reading, math skills, likely less than girls to graduate high school on time. Young men are also less likely than young women to attend a graduate or graduate from college. You think about many factors behind these gender gaps. Family structure is often not the first cause to come to mind, but as MIT economist David Otter has found, the gender gap in high school, including suspensions and graduation, is much larger for boys, especially boys who didn't grow up in married families. Right? In his brief, he examines how the presence of biological fathers in the home linked the young man's chances of earning a college degree. I mean, think of all these things
that get in the way of young kids. And if our government, if our teachers, if our educators still really believed in science, really believed in psychology, and applied these things, think of what kind of society we'd have today. We would have one that would give the left a nightmare. They wouldn't be able to sleep. You'd have men that were strong, that were taking care of their families, that were helping their kids go down the right road, that were taking care of themselves in their homes. My God, we can't have that. Right? I mean, young men who grew up in a home with a biological father, they're twice as likely to graduate college compared to those that raised their families without the biological father. It's almost half the, well, more than half the rate. 35% if there's a father in the home, 35% of them will graduate versus 14% who won't. That's even after you make adjustments for race, family income, and all the other stuff. Really. And you still see that hailing from a home with your own biological father doubles the likelihood that a young man will graduate and go on to be successful. And, you know, the college degree for me isn't the only thing there, right? In fact, getting at least a high school degree and then full-time job are two keys. And unfortunately, more and more young men today, they're floundering without purpose, without words, without work. The U.S. has seen a surge in the number of prime-age men who are not currently working or looking for work. And nearly 7 million men between the ages of 25 and 54, they're not working at all. It's craziness. When dad is home, engaged and involved, you see changes in the family. Really. A little bit more on this on the other side of the break. Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's B-E-S-T-W-H-E-Y protein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
We are back. I'm senior host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Anyway, I do really appreciate the time that you're spending with me, and I really do appreciate the time that you spend on the air, listening and commenting. I very much appreciate that. So, Life Without Father, the book. It's a big deal. You hear me talk on a regular basis the problems that we're having with our kids, the stuff that they're going through. You know what I mean? And if you don't start laying this stuff out, if you don't start living it out, I'm going to mostly pick on the Christian parents. Because the Word of God lays out how you're supposed to live your life. The Word of God lays out how you're supposed to take care of your kids. If you don't do that, you use the excuse of the government, then you have to expect your kids to turn out the way they are. You have to expect the issues you're going to have with young people who don't know what to do or how to do. Right?
The study shows how a father's presence or absence, actually, will affect his son's ability or failure to launch, to be either in school or in a labor force by the time he reaches adulthood. And once again, we can see the apparent power of a biological father's presence. Look, that doesn't take away from stepdads who love their kids, that are involved and love their kids, okay? But even with all that said, there is a difference when there's a loving biological father, biological mother in the mix at home. Right? They see over and over and over again the apparent power of the biological father's presence when it comes to pushing boys out of the house towards becoming contributing members of society. Dads are the ones that call the kids out and say, hey, grab this wrench, do this, grab this, you're going to help me install this thing. You're going to help me cut this wood up. You're going to help me clean up the yard. These are things that dads do on a regular basis that help boys figure things out, help them work through things, give them some logic thinking skills. Young men who didn't grow up with their biological fathers are significantly more likely to be idle in their mind. I'm sorry, in their mid-20s. Compared to young men who did grow up with their fathers. You know, after controlling for family income, growing up, race, maternal education. Young men who don't grow up with their biological fathers are almost twice as likely to be idle. Sitting on the couch playing video games. Right? Also, the presence of a father, this has got to be interesting to some of you, presence of a father keeps kids out of jail. That doesn't mean, again, you know, a lot of you are going, oh, why are you beating on the moms? Not beating on the moms. There's a reality here. You know, whether you believe in Mother Nature or God, there was a reason this was set up for male and female to have two people in the house that would help. They bring different things to the table. They complement each other. Now, dads do more than just help sons pursue an education and become productive members of society. They also play a major role in keeping their sons out of trouble. Right? Fathers reduce. The presence of a father reduces the odds of the young man to become a threat to society. Warren Farrell, who we've had on the show, is the author of the Boy Crisis. He says, boys with dad deprivation often experience a volcano of festering anger. And with boys, much greater tendency to act out. The boys who hurt will be the ones that will likely hurt us. Those are the ones we need to be looking for, looking at. Right? And again, boys who don't have a biological dad are more likely to have been arrested during their teen years. So when you look at these numbers, we either have to believe studies or we don't. The left loves to believe the studies that really, you know, do what they want them to do. Say what they want them to say. They hate numbers that show them as being wrong. These associations remain strong and statistically significant, even after controlling for family income, race, maternal education, and so on. In wayward sons, the emerging gender gap in labor markets and education, economist David Otter and Melanie Wasserman, there's a name that just shivers up your spine, they observed that male children raised in female-headed households are likely to have a positive male adult household member present. Particularly a risk for adverse outcomes across many domains, including high school. They become high school dropouts, criminality, violence. Right? The diminished involvement of related male parent may magnify the emerging gender gap, in education and labor market outcomes. I mean, look, the kids, they need a balance of both male and female in their life. They need a balance, and they need that voice going, no, don't do that. All right, yeah, you can do this. Let's work through it together. You know, I can't tell you how many times my kids have told me when they were on their own. I was pretty tough. I wasn't a squishy guy. And they'll tell me that they, before they did something, not everything, they had their fair share of issues. But they would say to me, look, I can't tell you how many times I heard your voice in my head going, don't do it. This is stupid. Right? And that's the truth, is you don't want to be in that position. You want to make sure that your kids have got enough of a base, enough of a foundation, where they truly go to do something stupid, it won't happen. They'll hear your voice in the back of their head, and they'll have time to think. So, the question I ask all the time, why didn't we do those things? Yes, sir. Yeah, what do we call it? Baby boomers? Are we the baby boomers or what? I don't even know anymore. Why wouldn't we? I had access to guns as a kid. When I came of age, by the time I was, now in Massachusetts, you could buy guns at 18. By the time I was 21, I had 22 pistols. 20, you hear me? 22 pistols. Never pistol whipped anybody with them. Never took it out and flashed it in somebody's face. Really? Not how I operated. Not the way I was taught. I knew my dad would kill me for doing something stupid like that. And I love some of you will say, why do you have to talk like that? Why did your dad have to say he's going to kill you? Did any of you that are in my age group, when your dad said, you keep that up, I'm going to kill you, did you really believe that he was going to physically take your life? I knew he never would. That wasn't what he was talking about. Right? I knew that that meant it was going to be tough for me. Things were not going to be happy. We're baby boomers? That makes me old. Thank you. Anyway, the results are all consistent. In these studies, they're always, if you take them at the pure level, if you start doing some of that social crazy crap in there, no, they're not as good. But you take them at their face level, they are. So when you look at the observations about this, the nexus between fatherhood, family structure, and the problems the nation is now seeing among our young men, where too many of our young men are floundering just to be who they are, just to know who they are. They're falling behind, not just in school and in work and other things that they do. They're ignoring the fact that they should have some kind of education. And look, I'm that guy that says, you don't have to go to college. Yeah, you should go to high school. You should go through high school. Get an understanding. English, math, science. Because you're going to need those in almost any job that you do. But you don't necessarily have to go to college. Learn a trade. A lot of guys still want to work on, well, I shouldn't say this. I was going to say, a lot of guys still want to work on cars, but a lot of kids I talk to don't really want to get greasy. It's amazing. Anyway, so, in wrapping up here, I'm sorry it took so long on this. The more you look into this, the more studies you look at, and I'm talking about all the studies, just don't do one or two. Brad Wilcox is the director of a National Marriage Project at the University of Virginia, the Future Freedom Fellow of the Institute for Family Studies, and the non-resident senior fellow at the American Enterprise Institute. And he's written volumes of papers around this. Volumes of papers that understand this is true. So, men, maybe you have a young guy living next to you who doesn't have a father. I know I said biological fathers, but a male influence helps tremendously. Be that male influence. Won't kill you. Jovan City, your host. God bless, guys. Have a great rest of the evening. Remember, we're here all week. Hopefully you'll join us. JoeMessina.com.